Oh man, I have the most wild analogy for y'all today. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed clinician, online mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay, holy shit. No pun intended. This just came to me and it's kind of nasty if I'm being honest. So bear with me because it's a good one. This is so good. Okay. So I was thinking about today, can't even believe that we are going to have this conversation. Holy shit. I was thinking about today, how much freaking toilet paper we use, right? And after I went to the bathroom, I was like, look at how much of it didn't even, you know, get gross. Pee, poop, whatever. Okay. Wherever your brain's going. Like, look at how much of it was just in the area, but it's like, it's still viable, you know, as I'm flushing it down the toilet. And so as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, man, is that wasteful? Like, is there a way I could be using less toilet paper? And then I was like, nah, no, this is just like our healing journey. This is just like our healing journey. We have this wad of toilet paper in our hand when you got to wipe your ass, okay? And about maybe an eighth of it is going to get disgusting. Okay, let's say you just pooed. About an eighth of it is going to get poo on it. The rest is just there to protect your hand from getting poo on it, right? That's its job. So how is this like my mental health journey, Jacqueline? You are making, this is not even a far stretch, okay? This is like your mental health journey because you are constantly doing all the things that are the extra toilet paper. So you move your body, you nourish yourself really well, you have good social supports, you may be even setting healthy boundaries, you journal, you meditate, you listen to productive podcasts, you read all the best books, you're doing all the right things, okay? But some of y'all are just wiping around the shit. Okay, you've got that big wad of toilet paper and you are only using it for its protective aspects. You are not dealing with the shit itself. So that's like wiping near your butthole, right? Around the butt cheeks, but not actually wiping the shit. This is what some of y'all are doing on your healing journey. You're just coping. You're just thinking like, okay, you know, we're close enough, right? Like I'm getting close enough to the butthole. Okay. I'm just wiping a cheek, but really all you're doing is getting near the issue and not actually dealing with it. So you're walking around with poop all up in your drawers. I had to pause. I literally had to stop and compose myself. Oh my goodness. I hope y'all are cracking up right now. And I hope you're really hearing what I'm saying. This message is for you. That huge wad of toilet paper is great, but we need to use it for all aspects. We need to keep it. Oh, that wad in our hand. We need to use it to protect the hand from getting shit on it, right? That's our coping skills. That's how we regulate our emotions. That's how we manage day to day. But then you also actually have to wipe the poo, okay? We cannot keep steering around the issue. It's not enough to live like that. Do you know why your drawers are so uncomfy? Because there's poop in it, left over. Your trauma, your depression, your anxiety. The things at the root of the issues, right? Those toxic relationships. not setting healthy boundaries, not sticking up for yourself. At the core of what's going on is the shit. And it's not enough to just wipe near it. That only gets us so far. But before you know it, you are going to have poop-stained undies and no clean drawers. Okay? So as comical and disgusting and entirely disturbing as this analogy is, why are all my, you know, I was thinking about this. Why are all my analogies fucking gross? And then I was like, oh, because I want you to remember it. I want it to stick with you. The next time you're in the bathroom, I want this analogy to come to mind. I want you to be able to ask yourself, am I just wiping near the butt cheek and never actually getting up in the booty hole to get things cleaned? Am I just coping and not actually dealing with the root of my issues? I want you to think about that. What else are you going to think about when you're pooping? You know, may as well give you something to think about. This is where your healing journey is in your hands. I was talking yesterday on my Instagram stories because I received the sweetest message from one of my one-on-one coaching clients about how everyone should invest in me and how she's made so much progress and she's loved working together and all this stuff. And I love that. That message was so sweet. And I let it just soak in, right? And without getting a big ego, but I really let it sink in and just had a moment of appreciation for her kind words because I love her. And then I went on my stories and shared the message and said, I love this. I love getting messages like this. And I'm not some magic healer, nor is your therapist, nor is that other coach you're working with, nor is listening to a podcast or reading a really great book. There's nothing magic about it. You heal because you put forth time, energy, maybe even a financial investment that got you skin in the game, right? Made you start taking shit seriously. Let me tell you, when I was in therapy for $100 a week after insurance, that was out of my pocket. $100 a week, plus I had hired a coach for 3 months, $6,000. My skin was all up in the game. There was no way I was going to be farting around, wasting time in my sessions. Like, we were getting down to the nitty gritty because I was like, this is what I'm paying for. I want to see results. So if I'm going to spend an hour up in this office, and $100 is coming out of my pocket, and I'm going to be in here sobbing my face off, doing the messy work. And that's what I want you to think about with your healing journey. The time, the effort, everyone else can provide you the resources, the support, the tools, the wisdom, the knowledge. You know, you gain so much just by listening to this podcast, but your effort is what makes the difference. Your decision to say, hey, I learned this thing from Jacqueline, or hey, I learned this thing in therapy. Here's how I'm going to implement it in my life. That is what gets results. Another girlfriend, shout out to my girl Megan. She messaged me after seeing that on my stories, and she said, it's like on Dancing with the Stars. There's a celebrity, and then there's a professional dancer. And the celebrity is learning from the professional dancer, but they are the ones showing up to practice, learning this new skill, you know, spending all of this time and energy to learn a new skill. The professional dancer isn't granting them some special abilities to be able to dance really well. They're just there for guidance and support, cheerleading, challenging them, giving them tips and tricks, but the celebrity is the one who has to implement it, right? And I love that analogy. So shout out to my girl Megan for sharing that with me because I thought that was perfect for what we were talking about. There's nothing magic. You know, deciding to go on this healing journey is the first step. But that consistent effort to show up and fight back and get messy on your healing journey, that's what makes the difference. That is what will take you from where I was at when this podcast first started. So shout out to all my OGs who have been listening with me from the beginning to where I am now. content, joyful even, and panic attack free. The things you guys put up with from me, oh my goodness. If nothing else, I hope you got a great laugh from today's episode. I love that there is literally nothing we can't talk about. Like, if I have an idea, first thing I want to do is bring it to y'all and see what you think. So if you love this episode, you got a good laugh, it means the world to me when you share it. Let's talk about poop, y'all. Share it on your Instagram stories and don't forget to tag me at The Anxious Therapist. I love you guys so much, and who knows what we're going to get into in the next episode.